Can we do the slide with names?
I think we should do the next one.
Yeah. No, we are having all sorts of technical fun in this room today. Perfect. We're doing this the old-fashioned way.
Yeah.
Commissioner Choberka is absent. I'm so sorry, Danica. I'm gonna put your last name. Commissioner Subravio?
I approve.
Approved. Commissioner Williams?
Approved.
Commissioner Avila? Absent. Commissioner Howell?
I seconded the motion.
Oh, Commissioner Howell did indeed second the motion. I apologize. Commissioner Owens?
Approved.
I also motion to approve, or I also approve. Commissioner Loveday is absent. Commissioner Mooney made the motion. Commissioner Lunsford?
Yes, I approve.
Commissioner Germu is absent, and Commissioner Hughes also absent. Okay. With that, the minutes from the January 7th meeting of 2026 are approved with a quorum present. Thank you all so much. We do have a quorum. This meeting is also now being recorded for open meetings. Okay. The first thing on our agenda is our MCA update from Igor.
Hi, everybody. This is a fun new way to have meetings, just to pass. Before we start, we're going to do this in just a little bit, but I'd love to just have our two new commissioners just say hello. We're going to have a moment for them to answer a question for you to get to know them better, but just so we can presence both Claudia. And am I saying your name right? Is it Elena?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Elena, do you want to start and just introduce yourself, say your name, just what you do?
Sure. Hi, all. It's nice to meet you. My name is Elena Marty. I am a teacher in Salt Lake City School District. I work at Bryant Middle School right downtown. I've been an educator for 6 years, and I'm really excited to join this commission. I know Janine Locke pretty well. I taught her student a couple years ago, and she kind of introduced me to the work that you all do, and I wanted to apply, and I'm really grateful and excited to be working with you all.
We are excited to have you. Thank you for being here. And then we have Claudia Eliza, who you all might already know from her time at NCA.
Hi, everyone. Can you hear me okay? I think I might be. Oh, there we go. Yes. Okay. It's good to see you all. I had the pleasure of working for MCA for 5.5 years back from, 2019 onward, I think. It's kind of a blur because it feels like a lifetime ago, but it also feels like it was just yesterday. But I now work for a nonprofit, that focuses on affordable housing. So I've been in that world for about 2 years now and, have a background in city planning and community development and, have loved, the work that I've been seeing, kind of from afar that MCA and the commission has been doing. So grateful and honored to now be on this side and to contribute in this way. I do have a baby coming in June, so you might not see me as much for the next couple months past that, but I will be actively engaged and ready to jump right back in once, baby is here and things get settled. But once again, so grateful for this work, and I love to see some familiar faces as well. So excited to do this amongst friends and wonderful leaders in the community that really carry a lot of these principles forward. So thanks so much.
Thank you, Claudia. So just one note on our commissioners. So we put forward a few commissioners, and unfortunately, most of the commissioners we put forward did not actually make it and were not appointed. And so we have two open seats still. And the governor's office let us know that they're going to be filling those on May 11th. And so if we have recommendations for who we would like them to fill it with, we can do that. And so if there are additional people who you can suggest apply for the commission, please do so. One thing to keep in mind is we want to try and cover different experiences and perspectives that we don't have. So we usually don't have people who are part of the same organization join the commission just so we can really spread out different roles and different backgrounds. I think we also have quite a few people who are representing higher ed currently on the commission. So thinking about who are the perspectives, backgrounds, experiences that we do not have on the commission currently. One that we've been really trying to recruit for and unfortunately haven't been able to is someone from a faith background. I think that would probably be something really valuable to have on the MLK commission. And it could be anyone from any faith background, but someone who really does carry that perspective would be really helpful. So get to know your fellow commissioners. Ask me questions if there's someone who you're not sure about. But overall, oh, you're a pastor. I'm so excited to hear about that. I didn't know that. Well, we're really excited that we have you on board. And so if there's anyone who you all would like to ask to apply, please reach out to them. If you need any help reaching out to anybody, please let us know. We would be happy to do that outreach. Any questions about that? So the date that they're going to be meeting is May 11th. So preferably by that first week of May, they would apply, and then we'll have a quick interview process and then make our recommendations to the governor's office. And then like Elena and Claudia just found out, and everyone here has done that process where we submit the names, and then the governor's office goes through them and decides who gets nominated. Questions or comments or anyone? Okay. I am going to turn it over to Eddie. And I just want to say, if you all are ever around for these meetings and want to come to the office, today was a bad day to mess. Commissioner Nixon brought in some amazing kolaches for everyone. So I think we have about 8 per person right now.
And everyone's going to eat it.
You know what? Challenge accepted.
Perfect. You're right there by it.
Exactly.
Good morning, commissioners. Excited to be with you this morning. We have some amazing commissioners that are leading us. We have Commissioner Locke, Janine Locke, Commissioner Angela Traburka, and Commissioner Rizwan Gumru, as well as our acting chair, Michael Nixon. So first, let's just give them some love. Question for the past commissioners, and we'll start with...
they're not here.
It's in for Commissioner Nixon. Okay, so only Commissioner Nixon's
here. Yeah.
Okay, got it. So what was your most meaningful experience on the commission?
That's a good question. I think probably one of the moments... Maybe if I could twist your words a little bit, that at least I'm most proud of was actually one of the initial op-eds that Dr. Stevenson and I published back in, oh, that would probably have been 2022 at this point, 2023. That was such a significant moment, at least for me, because that was a really kind of marked a changing of energy and shift, I think personally, but I think for both of us that really helped us both come into our own and like really find our own personal passions for the work, which then I think translated into being a lot more involved and a lot more invested in the work in general as a commission as well. I'm also terribly proud of the toolkit that got built as well. That's become a hallmark piece of resource that we use. So yeah.
Another question. What are some things that you can share with some of our current commissioners and folks that are coming in, how they can do this work? What are some things that, you know, that you have to learn, but also how they can navigate as well?
Yeah. I think my biggest piece of advice, and I've given this to commissioners that we've been on one-on-ones with, is that you need to just jump in. I'm grateful I was able to extend my time here on the commission by just a little bit, largely because, frankly, my first bit on the commission, I was scared of doing that. I was scared of jumping in, and I lived well below what I was capable of and what the commission needed from me. I think there were a lot of other compounding factors as far as where the commission was at, where the world was at, right? Exiting the pandemic, life looked very different at that point. But at the same time, I had a lot of regret for just not jumping in. And that's like the biggest piece of advice for new commissioners, especially, is just get going. Start with making motions and meetings, start with taking ownership of tasks, right? But your time in this commission and this commission's success in general is largely dependent on what each of you want to make on your time here. It's an incredible commission. That's an incredible work. And we have a lot of incredible resources at our disposal. But without each of us kind of taking that initiative and making this something special, it tends to not go anywhere. I think the second piece that I would say is remembering that, as many of you are well aware, as people who have done this work long before your time on the commission will continue doing it long after, is that this is a marathon, not a sprint, right? It's kind of interesting. I was actually reflecting on this last night. You know, I'm not sure that even at the time when I signed up for this, my mind fully comprehended what 2 or 4 years of service on this commission looked like, right? And I was thinking about that makes my time on this commission just as long as the longest I've ever stayed with any employer. My time on this commission predates my child. My time on this commission almost predates my marriage, right? Like, and so, you know, remembering though that this is, it's going to be a marathon, and that we need to that continuous working on things rather than trying to have one really big moment of impact really, you know, really quick or really fast, I think is a much better way to approach this.
And any final words that you'd like to share with the commission?
No, thank you guys so much. A huge, huge part of the amazing experience I've had on this commission is largely due to being able to work with incredible people like you. I actually think that's one of the beauties of the commission system, right, is that it's an opportunity for so many of us from so many different backgrounds to come together and to give a few hours of our week or a few hours of our month every month to help actually drive true and lasting impact in our communities. And that's been wildly fulfilling for me over the last 4 years. And so that would not have been possible without each of you. I have an insane amount of regret and FOMO right now, especially that, you know, Claudia and I are passing each other on the way in and out.
Yeah.
And a few of the other new commissioners, as well as I've gotten to know you, you guys are going to do incredible things. I am almost a little bit sad that I don't get to work more closely with you within the commission. But at the same time, I understand that's also part of the beauty of this, right? Is that there's that ever revolving chain of people carrying the torch. So thank you all so much.
And I just want to add, so my first day before I even started this job was the MLK retreat. And so you and Dr. Tam were my introduction to this work, and just really grateful for your leadership. And we put together a little card and we got you a book, Gardens of Democracy. I'm not sure if you're familiar with
it.
But it's an inspiring book that helps us imagine how we can move out of some of the challenges we're experiencing now and nurture our garden of democracy.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank all of you.
Thank you again for your service, Michael. We truly appreciate all you've done. You stuck around longer than expected and got us through a lot of interesting times. So just thank you. All right. Next, we're excited to welcome our new commissioners. So first we have Claudia Uiza and we have Elena Marti. Let's start with Elena. Elena, do you mind just sharing? I think you're on there, is that right? Okay. Do you mind sharing just a little bit about yourself?
Sure. So I am live in Utah like 7 years now. I've been teaching and got my master's. That's what brought me out to Utah. And then I've gotten really involved in a lot of like educator leadership and different initiatives, like locally within the district and at the state, part of the, like, a leader for the union in Salt Lake. And I'm currently pursuing a PhD in education policy. I've also go up to the Capitol a lot, talk to legislators, have been to a lot of different like cultural events up at the Capitol, and bring students up there a lot. I've worked in urban schools in Salt Lake, so a lot of my I've learned a lot, work with a lot of MLLs. I speak Spanish. I really care about like advancing and strengthening our education system in Utah. And I'm excited to hear about a lot of your youth initiatives and be a part of that work and planning for, like, around Martin Luther King Jr. Day, as well as throughout the year. I hope to contribute to some ideas there, as well as some like accessing and like communicating with some of the schools and getting information out to teachers and kids, and like really at my school too. My my administration was really excited about this opportunity, but just she wants to implement a lot of programming in our schools, like around social justice, around strengthening student voice, and I'm really passionate about those things. And I'm also really excited to become involved in like the other areas of community work that I don't have as much experience in, or maybe I've like stepped into a little bit, but have a lot to learn from you all.
Thank you, Elena. And thank you. You're already jumping in. Like Michael said, just jump right in. So you're already helping us with our Youth Leadership Summit. We appreciate your help, and we'll talk about that a little bit more later. One question for you. What motivated you to join the commission? What was your, why this commission?
I think because it's a state level commission. I think the work that you do is not just Salt Lake City. It's a lot broader. It works with people across the state and needs and connections and building community. I think that's really important. And then I think a lot of the work that you do is like representing voices of people in Utah that don't like necessarily have that like elected representation and on other boards or areas. And so, yeah, that's why I think within like the multicultural division, particularly.
Awesome. Thank you so much for sharing. And we look forward to further connecting with you at our retreat coming up very soon. Let's talk about Commissioner Claudia Mueza. Welcome back. So can you just tell folks a little bit about yourself?
So excited to be here and grateful to have the opportunity to give back in this way. I mentioned, was a part of the staff of MCA for quite some time, and really got to see the many evolutions of how we were able to really bring it back through this commission. And I remember when Michael had his baby, right? And like all these different milestones in life. So it does feel like somewhat of a homecoming to an extent. I think what I hope to be able to contribute, as part of, you know, this commission is, a connection around the beloved community. The work that I've been doing, the work that I, have really kind of crafted my professional experience around has been around the built environment and being able to create more opportunities within housing and trauma-informed design to really speak to a lot of the things that I think Dr. King in a lot of his principles was trying to create, which was the community really that was going to be responsive to needs, individual and collective, through this physical aspect of like what surrounds us, right? How do we build a community both structurally, physically, and then also socially? And I have my master's in city planning from the U. I sit on a couple of different boards around arts and culture and economic development. I work as an associate developer for a nonprofit called Develop by Women, and we work closely with the affordable housing firm called Give Group. And you know, we have different developments across the state that I'll focus on affordability and attainable homeownership as well, and different levers we're trying to pull around food insecurity, creating access to mobility. So I think a lot of that, you know, stems around trying to think about, you know, the social determinants of health. And that's kind of the bread and butter of what I've been doing for the last 2 years, trying to figure out how to respond to this growing need of housing, but also, you know, once folks do have housing or folks are housed, there is a safety net that we're trying to build out, right? So I think that that's something that I'm really passionate about and eager to kind of see where the connection makes sense within the commission, but also I volunteer with the Scholarship Foundation, and we have been supporting students across the state for the last 20 years, Latino and Hispanic students that show deep financial need. So the youth aspect is also very, very important to me, and I'm excited to engage in that more. And I know that there's a lot of events that the staff and the division as a whole lead out and oversee. So I'm grateful that I'm familiar with the structure, and I think that's another one aspect that I'm looking forward to engaging into, just how do we support staff and really the life of MCA and the commission kind of stems back to the folks that are doing things behind the scenes and carrying a lot of that load throughout the week, throughout the month, throughout the year. So I'm excited to, yeah, just dive in to what Commissioner Nixon had mentioned. And like I said, you might not see as much of me during the summertime, but I do plan to be at the retreat and excited to get to know you all a little bit more and to learn too. I know that we live in the state. I'm born and raised in Utah as well, so I've never called home anywhere else. at some point that might change maybe, but I think for now I've really grown to better understand and appreciate my home state. And I think groups like the commission really help not just, you know, create environments where individuals feel like they can call Utah home, but that they can have an active role in shaping it. So I'm hopeful that that is part of the goal and the desires statewide. I know, you know, Utah's huge. I work a lot in Southern Utah as well, and Moab is particularly in a lot of projects that we've been working on too. And, you know, there's so many different pockets across Utah with very active folks and individuals that are really, I think, asking themselves those questions around, you know, what does our democracy look like? How do we create active, engaged communities and respond to needs that we see persisting, and that hopefully we can provide solutions that will last beyond us and, you know, across generations. So, yeah.
So you're obviously familiar with the MLK Commission. What brought you back to it?
Oh, my gosh. You know, it takes very little for me to, like, say yes to things, especially if it is so meaningful to me. But I think what brought me back and what I think prompted me to say yes to the nomination was, I think, meeting the moment of the time that we're in as a state, as a country, and as a individual too, right? Like I have young kids, and I understand, and I've worked with youth, and I think that broad spectrum of like generational change is something that is very important to me. So partly like because Igor was like, hey, you know, and I know you love the team and I know you love this mission. Do you want to be part of it, but on this other side? But also, again, given the fact that we're facing, you know, questions and challenges as a country and as a state, I think that really compel us to be engaged and to find ways to build that beloved community. And I feel like this is one way of not just speaking to my heart, but also speaking to the needs that we're seeing. I think my goal is to leave things better than maybe I found them, and of, you know, this next generation of kiddos. And I resonate a lot to what Alina had mentioned in terms of just making sure people feel like even at different stages of their life, milestones, generations, that they feel like they can have some type of role to engage, whether you are a student in high school or whether you're someone that's, you know, involved in this commission, but that everyone feels like that they can see themselves in the mission that we're all collectively carrying. So.
Excellent. Thank you so much for sharing. Moving on, commission retreat, logistics and planning. So as you all know, our retreat is going to be May 22nd, which is a Friday, starting at 8:30 going until 3 p.m. That'll be at the State Capitol North Building, so the furthest north building that you can get to. Really excited. We actually had our multicultural commission meeting there a couple weeks ago, our retreat, and it turned out really well. We were able to learn more about each other, dive into the details, the work that we want to do that makes sense for each of our subcommittees. And so I just want to see by chat, if you would put in the chat, if you could attend or not. And then we sent out a meeting invite for that as well. If you would please go and accept that in the meeting invite when you get a chance today, if possible, so we can plan our food. We'll have breakfast and lunch for you all. Really excited about some of the conversations we've had to begin with for Martin Luther King Human Rights Commission. That's exactly where I started. So that's how I got introduced into this family of friends with Michael and Claudia and so many others. So really excited to build and network with you all and see you there. So thanks for that.
Sorry, just to check. So Liz and Jamie, you're not able to make it?
To the retreat? No, I sadly already had a girls trip planned that we bought tickets for.
Okay. Okay. And then we will be in touch and you can make it, Elena. And then I just also want to thank Commissioner Suberville for coming all the way from St. George. That is a very long way to come and we really appreciate it.
Hey. So next, subcommittees. So as you can see, we are a little light on subcommittees. We need some help there. That's one of the things that we'll focus on in our retreat. If you have some ideas on which subcommittee you would like to join, please add that to the chat as well. While we do that, we're going to start with, we did get some feedback. And so we just want to have a quick conversation on some of the different subcommittees that we do have. We'll start with, give me 1 second. Start with Rand. And Rand, I have your notes here. This is from MLK Season Planning and Retreats. So first topic is what went well this year. Relationship with Mammoth and Jazz, well maintained. Staff support was great. Overall went well, went really smooth. Retreat went really well, great speaker, and came away with our committees and slogan and mission statement. We were involved in multiple events on MLK Day, could do better job of advertising or showing how we showed up at the events and supported local organizers. So those are all things that went well. Areas for improvement and growth. Expanding our reach, impact, was a note that we were not able to accomplish. Need more commissioners on our committee. Improve event attendance. Improve participation of commissioners. Some didn't have as much to do as others. Make the other tables as exciting as L3 Harris, and that's for the MLK Youth Day. Get the youth more comfortable and engaged, and in ways to get the parents involved. So Commissioner Randy, you mind sharing? Would you like to follow up with any of the feedback that you provided?
I'd be curious to hear if anyone else has any other thoughts on any of those, but I think we have a solid event for MLK Day, especially with our partnership with the Mammoth and the Jazz, but we definitely can focus on expanding. I know at our retreat that was something we talked about, whether that was doing another event or trying to just show up in different ways and brainstorm new things that we can do. I know we've talked about showing up in schools a lot as well. So I think that probably will be our biggest focus, is how we can expand.
So for the Martin Luther King Human Rights Commission, that's our signature event every year.
We have been partnering with the Mammoth and the Jazz in the past. And so it's a great partnership that we have. We typically start that opportunity around August with the different planning through the subcommittee. Thank you, Rand, for helping lead that. Any comments or feedback?
Yeah, I think obviously I'm on my way out, so take this with a grain of salt. But I think the biggest potential right now that the commission sees or faces when it comes to the actual holiday itself is looking at, I know we've discussed a couple times, this idea of a host versus partner versus attend framework, right? As a commission, we have very limited resources. We cannot host a million events. It's just simply not possible capacity-wise, right? But we can partner, right? We can lend our support. We can lend our resources. We can lend our expertise to an additional few. And then even more so, we can also just attend a lot of things. And I think figuring out a good strategy around those three different categories and the distribution of those different events, I think, is where we really could unlock, in my mind, the next major step for what our participation around the MLK season looks like and how we empower that better here in Utah.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Hi, this is Risa. I'm sorry I joined late. But I think one of the things I noticed for this year's was a lot of the volunteer, at least the one I attended, which was the one in Lehigh, where Commissioner Michael gave a talk or opening remarks. There were a lot of volunteers that came to be part of that, and there wasn't really enough work for all of them at that event. It was just, you know, we all were lining up to do the meal packages or goodies packages that they were planning to distribute later. But it sort of gave me the sense that there is a keen interest in the community to do a service, to volunteer. And I was talking to some of the folks that were in line. Some of them drove from far places to attend because they're trying to instill service sort of passion into their children. And one family was telling me, yeah, on our way here, we were actually playing, listening to podcasts about MLK and what he stood for so that our kids can learn about it. So there is real interest in wanting to be involved and do something on that day. I just felt like there wasn't enough opportunity for folks to really volunteer. And a lot of people reached out to me saying, where can we go for volunteer services? And there was, you know, limited amount of things that I can point them to. So it would be really great. I think we talked about making the MLK Day a day of service. And if we're able to partner with our various organizations and partners to host something on that day and encourage the community to just go out there and do service and be part of it. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm bleeding. Sorry.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you.
Yeah,
so, sorry about
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do
sorry.
You need a break?
I can talk. I don't know. I've been having this nosebleeds these days. But I was just saying that, I'll just turn off my camera so you don't have to see it. I think if we can maybe work, at a time to really make that day of service and scale it out that way, I think it will be really great to see.
Thank you for that feedback. Would anyone else care to share?
Can I ask a question?
Yes, please.
One thing I'm curious, I didn't participate this year in the MLK activities, but I am curious if the commission has considered, you know, becoming a centralizing resource for other events across the state that have kind of MLK celebration aspects to them. I know that there, and this might be the same event that I'm thinking of, but there was an event like at the Capitol and like, you know, the University of Utah hosted something very prominent. And, you know, there's several like regional organizations, I think, that do a big lift to Commissioner Nixon's point. And I'm just curious if maybe that's, you know, a sub to the three, you know, event structure maybe that could be done during the season where it is attending and kind of like dispersing and making ourselves known. But also, you know, being a host or some kind of centralizing source so that way people know, like, whether they're in Southern Utah, Northern Utah, Central Utah, there is something for them to participate in.
Yeah, so that is something that the commission this year took a pretty massive step on.
Okay.
And I'm very pleased and proud of the work we're able to do this year. But admittedly, it was just a first step, right? Which is, so for example, we hosted a webinar to try to educate, essentially bring people in and say, hey, if you're interested in hosting something, here are some resources we have. Here are some things you might consider. Here are some ways you might do this, right? And just kind of really focusing on empowering people. It was the first draft, and that's okay. A huge thank you to the subcommittee that put that together, right? And that was the whole goal for this year, was to do it. Similarly, we also discussed bringing those events together into some sort of online repository. I don't think we were quite as successful on that one. I could be wrong. But I think that's kind of the direction that we started taking a pretty decent step in this year. But honestly, I think is a great way to continue this, because like Rizvan mentioned, there is an immense appetite for this, but we will never get there with just the resources that we have in this room or on this call. None of us, we're all very, very busy people, very involved people. And so I think that's why we really need to start looking at the best ways to partner and to bring other people to the table and actually empowering them and shaping them and shaping the way they celebrate this rather than actually doing it without ourselves.
Commissioner Mooney, I had a question for you. I believe you're still on the call. How much coordination has there been in the past with what Salt Lake City has done for MLK Day? Okay, maybe we'll table that question. Okay. Okay, and then do you think that is something that we could, a possibility for coordination in the future? All right, so that's something we can explore. And a lot of this conversation is something that we're going to be taking into our retreat. And so I really appreciate the thoughts and the feedback.
Couple other points. We talked about volunteerism. Thank you for bringing that up, Rizvan. One of the opportunities when we bring in students to our MLK Youth Day, we have adults, the parents come in. And so that's an opportunity that we're probably missing on to engage them as well. Our students have different opportunities and rotations that they go through, but I think we can add our adults in to some level to do maybe one or two things that could be up for debate, but just to keep them engaged as well and have them learning as the students are learning. I think that's a big opportunity that we can easily add to MLK Youth Day. Any other feedback? Okay. Thank you for that discussion. Again, as you can see, we have community engagement. Let's just go down the list. Community engagement. Ms. LaTanya, do you have anything you'd like to bring to our attention for that group?
Not today, Eddie. I do not.
Okay. All right. Okay. Curriculum and resources. Camera, Abila, and Scott Hughes are not here, but they did provide their feedback. So I'll just read that to the team. What went well this year? MLK Day planning and event execution, creation of subcommittees, clarity of mission statement, selection of new commissioners, interim leadership, and no drop balls as Chair Stevenson moved. Strong leadership all along in being thoughtful leaders and encouraging commissioners. Loved working in my subcommittee with Cameron and feel that we made strong progress on op-eds and can continue and pick up now. Areas for improvement. Determine clear objectives and consistent actions in the non-MLK season. I think that's a big one right there. After the season's over, it's okay. Now what are we doing? I think that's a big conversation. So we'll bring that into our retreat. becoming real advisors to the governor's office. I believe our statutes speak to this, but it doesn't seem we have much connection or process to provide consultation on perspective during current events. Agree with that. Processes that enable fast response to current events that relate to human rights and MLK's teaching of nonviolence. We weren't able to get out a statement or article in reaction to Charlie Kirk's shooting due to slow processes. Improved offline coordination. It still feels like we don't get much done outside of our meetings. I would like to see more text, email, and offline coordination. Subcommittees have already improved here, but I think we can continue to become more agile. Great points. New commissioner onboarding. Before the leadership retreat, I struggled to understand the commission goals and structure and my role in it. I wasn't sure who was responsible for onboarding, and there are limited materials shared with me or one-on-one sessions to onboard. So those were great points from Commissioner Hughes and Commissioner Abila. Any thoughts on those?
I agree with the onboarding piece of that. I think that's something that hopefully we can look into this year, maybe take some time to map out what that looks like moving forward during the retreat, because I had some of the same struggles that were mentioned there. So,
thank you.
Yeah, I think.
Sorry, I was just going to say, I think the comment about the what do we do off-season resonates with me, because I think that's an opportunity for us to really use the time to do some of the stuff that we've been talking about in terms of how do we scale the program, how do we make it more, do some of the outreach, how do we partner better. I think our MLK season, since it's our flagship, MLK Day, since it's our flagship event, we spend a lot of effort and time into that, but we sort of don't get started till later in the year to be ready for January. But maybe this is something that the commission can think about in the retreat, is how do we use the rest of the time if we really need to scale this up to do some of that work during the off-season. I think there's a lot of time between now and this and then to make use of, we want to strategize around it and really focus on it.
Thank you. Yeah, I think that piece resonated with me. I also have huge agreement on the onboarding thing. Admittedly, that is something that really needs a champion right now, if I'm being really honest, because that's really what helps commissioners get up and running very quickly, and the sooner we can get new commissioners up and running and empowered, the better that the whole commission is as a whole. I will just say one other note around the communication, the out-of-meeting communication. This was a huge place that I see as needing improvement as well, but honestly, it's just one of those things we just have to start doing. Obviously, within the respect for the open meetings laws that we have to follow, right? There are certain things you can and cannot do. And I know you guys are probably about due to have that training, and I'm heartbroken that that's not happening before I left, right? But as long as a majority of this group is not on that, you can communicate just like anyone else. So just go do it, right? And it sounds weird to say that, but that sometimes there is that kind of weird barrier or bar that we feel about. Are we allowed to talk? Are we allowed to just do it? Text, please text each other, obviously within the realm of open meeting minutes and the laws that are, and again, they'll talk through more of that. If you have questions, reach out to Igor, reach out to the division. But like, that is just one of those things that if we want to improve it, we just need to go start doing.
Thank you. Any other thoughts?
A question. This is Commissioner Superville. I'm wondering if the onboarding conversation, obviously we'll continue that during the retreat, does that need to be a new subcommittee, or will we discuss where that could live somewhere else?
I think that is a great idea. I wonder if it's a new subcommittee or if it's a first priority of an existing committee. But one of the things we're going to be doing at the retreat is clarifying the roles of each subcommittee, and then also clarifying what are the immediate actions and goals that we want to work on. And I feel like making sure that we have a subcommittee that is working on onboarding as soon as we're out of that meeting feels really important. So it might be under executive and nominations. I could also see it as curriculum and resources. And so I think number one, making sure that we feel like the existing subcommittees have really clear goals and missions and know exactly what they're working on, and then making sure that we're hitting all of the priorities we need to be hitting. And I do think at the top of that list is onboarding.
One other thought, in talking with Rand a while ago, we were discussing possibly going into schools. So for off-season opportunities, now that we're making connections with the Youth Leadership Summit, there's a lot of opportunity to go into schools, and educate youth on six principles of nonviolence, some of the different opportunities that, some of the different, teachings that Dr. King had. So that could be something that, you know, if we did it, like, let's just say every other month and invite some of our members to join in, that could be something that builds relationships throughout our community, educates our youth. Any other thoughts? Okay. Well, that concludes our subcommittee's conversation. Again, we look forward to
check in with, since we have the last subcommittee, executive nominations.
Oh, my fault. That's, I missed that.
Michael, are anything? So basically the idea was one thing that went really well and then one thing that could be improved, or a couple things in either case.
Yeah, I think the one thing from my perspective that went so phenomenally this year was just the scale and scope to which we were involved. I think I highlighted this maybe as we were talking or texting or something, but the commission was involved in more events and also in more ways in different things, whether that was newscasts, whether that was articles, whether that was actual events. If my memory served, actually more involved this year than collectively like the last two or three years combined. And that's a huge, huge achievement. And that is entirely due to the hard work of the different subcommittees, right? We really hit a huge multiplier with those subcommittees and allowing everyone to really push within their areas. And it was so cool to see how those things worked together to attain, again, a new level of excellence and also of attainment this year than we ever have. I really do continue to believe that the best way that we move forward and the place that we need the most improvement is continuing to be the empowering, right? And that's not just Michael saying this, is stuff that's literally in our statute, right? The part of the whole reason we exist is to help other people do this better, right? It's not even necessarily to be doing the thing ourselves, right? As much as we talk about flagship events, and that is good, it's a great event, not advocating for getting rid of it. But at the end of the day, I think our key focus can and should be, how do we empower other organizations, other people, other groups to go do this better? Because that is, I think, truly where this hits an incredible scale. You didn't ask, but we'll talk about, since off-season has come up, I do think that's the other huge thing, right, is that, you know, for new commissioners, you need to recognize that right now we're kind of in what we would call the off-season, right, that we finished our main events there. And that now this side of the year, we transition into a lot of strategy work, which I do think is important for us to be doing as well. But I think a really big question the commissioner should be asking itself, and it sounds like will be addressed in retreat, is what are you guys doing with these 6 months of the year to continue doing the work that we're supposed to be doing within the state? Because once we hit September again, we're pretty back into it full force for the actual holiday. But we have a whole other half of the year. What do we want to be doing to continue furthering Dr. King's legacy? And moving this work forward with the other half of the year that we have. And I think there's a lot of untapped potential there.
Thank you.
sorry, really other couple executive nominations thing. We have two new commissioners, as has already been mentioned multiple times. That's incredible. Thank you so much and welcome. And then just reiterating what Igor mentioned earlier as well, which is we do have these two other seats that we do need to fill pretty rapidly. So please go reach into your networks. Go find people who would be willing and good fits for this commission, and please invite them personally to apply. It's this commission works best when we have a lot of different people from a lot of backgrounds bringing their skills to the table, but it also works best when we just when we have a full commission. And so that's kind of the impetus behind some of this. So.
Thank you. Any other feedback from Michael's Commissioner Nixon's perspective?
In terms of recruitment, sorry, I also have it on my computer.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Just to make your life a little easier. I am wondering if we have the language or any templates in terms of what we might be able to send to potential commissioners, or if we should, if we just redirect them to the boards and commissions website to apply directly. But if there's something that maybe as commissioners can just copy paste or leave into their invitations or ask, I feel like that might be helpful.
I'll take a look and see what we got.
Yeah, I mean, I think the best thing is probably our website of the MLK Commission that also has a link to the boards and commissions website to actually apply. But we can see if there's anything else we put together that might be helpful.
Thank you. Okay. Any other thoughts or feedback before we move forward? Okay. We'll open it up for additional business. Does anybody have any things they would like to share, things that are coming up? Okay. I'll share a little bit about Youth Leadership Summit. Our Youth Leadership Day, we're going to be at the state capitol. May 11th. Really excited to work with the different schools. We have about 170 kids registered right now. We're going to be bussing them up with breakfast and lunch. We have some opportunities for mentorship. So if you're interested, please let me know. We're going to be talking about mentorship a little bit later today, to make sure that we get the right people, sharing with our youth and connecting. If you have any, local, educational opportunities for youth and you might be interested in having a resource table, please let us know as well. We'll have some career opportunities for them. They'll be engaging and sharing their story, why it matters, how it shapes who they are when they go into the community, when they're applying for a job. All these different aspects starts with your story. Who are you? But also hearing other stories as well. So really excited about that opportunity. It's been a while since we've been in person. I think last year we had a small version in person at the Capitol, about 50 kids or so. This year we're looking again at close to 200 kids and building that Youth Leadership Day up. So we'd be really excited if you guys can join us. Even if it's part-time, we'll send out some more information later today.
Great. I will be able to support with that. So I'll have a group of students, but then I'm happy to help you out with anything on the commission side.
Thank you. Any other business? Looks like we're going to get out early today. We'll give you guys about 30 minutes of time back.
Okay. I don't think any guests join, but just in case there's someone I can't see, any other notes from, or business from guests on the call? Okay, then with that, do I hear a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn. I don't know if I can make the motion anymore, but motion to adjourn.
I hear a motion to adjourn from Commissioner Gramu. I'll give you a second.
I'll second.
I have a second from Commissioner Loza. And with that, the meeting's adjourned. Thank you all so much. Thank you all for your time and have a wonderful day.
Bye, everybody.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Oh. last meeting, sir. Last one. Good one.
Yeah, I'm so bummed.
I know. We're me too.
Each other.
I know. Literally. You and Danica. I don't know if you met her.
I haven't. I think I've been on email.
You should make good time to have a call with her. I think you two would.